seen tonight and what you like and who's impressing you?
Well, the standard guys are were the older guys of this young group are people like Luke Adam and Marcus Foligno and Cody Hodgson certainly, and those players probably stand out more. But it's good to see the younger guys, whether it's Gergensen's or Gregorenko, or those players as well.
Darcy, what was your reaction to the news that Derek Roy needed surgery?
Well, it was an elective, and it was a choice. He could have played. He did play with it. It was a decision that was made by that organization.
Have you heard from Joe, or have you spoken to Joe since then at all?
I spoke to Joe before when we went through all the medical records prior to the trade.
Would you have made the same call if Roy was still on the team? Would you guys have made the same call if Roy was still on the team?
He was rehabbing. He played with his shoulder last year, and he would have played going forward.
But I mean, it begs the question of how injured he was last year when you trade him to a team that, and all of a sudden they decide he needs surgery. Your staff said that he did not. Is that true?
That is correct. We're very confident in the decision by our medical staff. As I said, he played with it last year. He could have played it again this year. It was a decision by the Dallas Stars. It's as simple as that. So we were very comfortable with his situation and remain so.
Do you understand the perception that might bring, though, that perhaps your organization may push players to play through injuries? Or?
Well, it could be the perception. It's not the reality, and I'm very comfortable with our position.
Where is it in terms of medical? I mean, Vanek played through injuries, Miller played through injuries, everybody plays through injuries. But it does seem like when a guy is traded and automatically goes into surgery, that brings into question the philosophy of the team.
Mike, I've already answered the question.
Darcy, there's been reports that Dominik Hasek's agent has acknowledged that he's interested in coming back to play in the NHL, and specifically that you and or anybody with this organization have met with him. Tell us about what kind of meeting you've had either with Dominik Hasek and or his agent.
Dom requested a meeting because he wanted to come back to the NHL. Out of respect for Dominik and his career, as well as with the Sabres, I met with him once. Lindy and I met with him as well, listened to him. We had our discussions internally and made him aware that we were going to proceed with our current goaltending unit.
What do you think of that? I mean, the guy, his passion to play hockey is still there at this age.
He was excited. I think it's tremendous. He'll be 47 at the start of this season. I think he's, I hope that he finds a team to play with. I would love to see him back in the league, and hopefully he would play well in the Western Conference.
Darcy, how long ago was this? Meeting, and where was it?
I would say it was probably a month ago, and then there was one earlier as well.
Where?
Right here.
Came to Buffalo?
In Buffalo, right in this arena.
He's probably
in Lindy Ruff's office, as a matter of fact.
He's probably one of the few guys that could even possibly entertain this at that age, right, because of the way he trains?
I think that's right. One thing I am sure of, he has no doubt in his mind that he can play, and I think it probably gives him a little bit of lift seeing someone like Brodeur play at 40 in the Stanley Cup Finals. So I know better than to question Dom's desire and his ability. Unfortunately, it's not something that was going to fit here.
Are you surprised the market is kind of still stagnant, even though the decisions were made by Parise and Suter?
I am. I think it will move at some point, but no one seems to be in a hurry right now.
What's the time frame on Jurgensen? I mean, is he forced your hand either way a little bit?
We'll talk to him about his desire to to turn pro, to play pro. Really it has to be his decision, and obviously he made a commitment to the University of Vermont, so it really has to be up to him.
Any update on contract talks with Gregorenko?
No, they've continued. We started them, they continue, and we'll see where they go.
Is moving Luke Adam to the wing in this camp a part of an effort to have him make the team as a winger?
Well, I think the The biggest thing with Luke is, you know, I see a resurgence in his confidence and his ability. When he was sent down, he was really down, and he worked extremely hard. He didn't get the results from a point standpoint, but I think he learned to play the game in a little bit of a different way, greater commitment, and he's been very good this week.
What's your overall sense of what this camp has accomplished for these young guys?
I think more than anything else is a culture of teamwork and learning to work together. Very competitive camp. I think with the Navy SEALs here, they learned a lot about what it means to work together.
Are the Navy SEALs under consideration for the veterans?
We've had a couple conversations, so and we'll have a couple more after.
Darcy, you said you anticipated things opening up. What's the next step for things to really kickstart in this in free agency and trading?
I don't know. I think the big names are still out there, and you know, as far as the free agent Shane Doan is out there, but there really aren't many left, and I think there'll be a lot of competition for a few names.
Speaking of Shane Doan, you said earlier on GR that you were in contact with him. Have you still been in contact with him? Has he let you know a decision either way?
We have contacted them, and I think if you saw his reports, he was going to, I think, give Phoenix additional time going into next week and then make a decision as to where he was going to go, and hopefully if he does that, we'll be in consideration.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.